Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Amen-style dub siren in Ableton Live 12 and making it hit with attitude without blowing up our headroom. This is the kind of sound that can make a DNB arrangement feel instantly more alive, but only if we treat it like part of the track, not just a loud effect sitting on top. The big idea here is simple. We're not trying to make the siren louder in the obvious way. We're trying to make it feel louder through harmonic richness, smart filtering, careful level staging, and strong arrangement placement. In drum and bass, especially jungle, rollers, darkstep, and neuro-adjacent stuff, that distinction matters a lot. The best sirens feel like a warning signal, a hook, or a tension device. The worst ones just eat the mix and make the master limiter sweat. So first, set the siren up on its own track. Keep it separate from your drum bus, separate from your bass, and give yourself room to process it independently. If you're using a sample, drop it onto an audio track. If you're designing it from scratch, wave-eatable, operator, or analog all work great for this kind of pitchy, aggressive tone. A simple oscillator with some movement is usually enough. You do not need a massive sound source here. In fact, a cleaner source often gives you a better result once saturation is added. Now think about placement in the arrangement before you even touch the chain. A dub siren works best in phrases. Put it at the end of a four-bar section, as a lead-in to a drop, as a response to a snare fill, or as a tension call in the breakdown. If the siren is droning constantly through the whole drop, it stops feeling special, and it starts competing with the break and the bass. In DMB, space is power. Let's clean the source first. Put EQ 8 at the front of the chain. High pass the siren somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the subzone. That subspace belongs to the kick and bass. If the siren has that boxy, muddy quality in the low mids, make a small cut around 250 to 450 Hz. And if the top end feels too sharp or piercing, tame a narrow band somewhere in the 2.5 to 5 kHz range. We want aggressive, not painful. After EQ, add auto filter. Depending on the source, use a high pass or a band pass shape. For that classic rave jungle vibe, band pass is often the sweet spot. Try focusing it somewhere around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz. That keeps the siren in the danger zone where it cuts through the mix, but still leaves the low end clean. This is also where a lot of the siren's character lives, so when you automate the cutoff later, it feels like the sound is opening up and breathing with the track. Now for the fun part, saturator. This is where we make the siren feel bigger and more urgent without just turning the volume knob up. Start with drive around plus 2 to plus 6 dB, and make sure soft clip is on. Then trim the output down so the processed sound is roughly the same loudness as the bypassed version. That gain matching step is huge. If you only judge by louder sounds better, you'll overcook it fast and lose headroom without really improving the mix. What you want to hear is density. The siren should feel like it has more pressure, more attitude, more grip in the mid-range. If it still feels a bit weak after the first saturator, try a second one later in the chain with a gentler drive, maybe plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Staged saturation like this often sounds more musical than smashing everything at once. It keeps the transient a little more controlled, which is especially useful when the amen break is busy and the snare still needs to crack through. Next, put utility after the saturation. Use it to trim the overall gain by a few dB if needed. And this is also a good place to check mono compatibility. You can temporarily collapse the siren to mono and see whether it still reads clearly. If it disappears or gets thin in mono, that's a sign you're relying too much on width or side information. In underground DNB, translation matters more than fake width. A siren that works in mono is usually a siren that will survive in the club. If the source has sharp peaks, you can add compressor, either before or after utility depending on what you're trying to control. Keep it gentle. Ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack somewhere between 10 and 30 ms, release around 50 to 120 ms, and only aim for a few dB of gain reduction. You're not flattening the sound, just making it easier to sit in the mix. If the front edge is too aggressive before saturation, that compressor can keep the drive from turning the attack into harshness. Now let's talk movement, because this is where the arrangement starts to feel expensive. Automate auto filter cutoff, saturated drive, and utility gain. Those three alone can transform the siren from a static loop into a real phrase-based element. For example, keep it filtered and restrained in the first couple of bars, open it up over the last beat or two before the drop, then lift the saturation slightly on the final hit of a phrase. After that, let it duck down when the full drums come in so the amen and bass can breathe. A good structure is something like this, filtered and controlled in bars 1 and 2, a gradual opening in bar 3, then a short saturation lift and maybe a tiny bit of tail in bar 4. Then, when the drop lands, either pull the siren back or stop it entirely so the drums hit cleanly. That kind of shape makes the arrangement feel intentional. It gives the listener a cue that something is coming, and then it lets the drop actually land. If you want some extra depth, use a return track for reverb instead of loading a heavy reverb directly on the siren. Keep it short and controlled. A decay around 0.8 to 2 seconds, a little pre-delay, and some EQ on the return to remove low end and tame the fizz. The goal is a hint of atmosphere, not a wash that pushes the sound backward. In darker DNB, too much reverb can blur the impact and steal the punch from your drums. A little can go a long way. Now place the siren around the drums, not against them. The amen break is already busy, so think in terms of call and response. Let the siren hit after a snare fill, or on the last beat before a chopped break accent. In a jungle context, that classic alarm before impact moment works brilliantly. In a rollers or darker drop, a single siren motif every 8 bars can become a signature without overcrowding the groove. The less often it appears, the more weight it tends to carry. If the siren still masks the snare or kick, use a subtle sidechain style ducking setup with compressor. Keep it light. You usually only need 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. The point is not pumping for the sake of pumping. The point is to give the drum transients a little more room to speak. If your snare is really the anchor of the section, you can even sidechain the siren from the snare bus instead of the whole drum group. That way it stays present between hits while leaving the snare free to crack. Another important check, compare the siren in stereo and mono, and also listen to how it behaves when the bass enters. A lot of sounds seem huge in stereo but fall apart when collapsed. If that happens, simplify the processing. Narrow the width, reduce the reverb, or remove unnecessary chorus-style effects. Also watch the low mids. Even though the siren is mostly a mid-range element, uncontrolled harmonics can still make the drop feel cluttered and smaller than it should. A really useful mindset here is to focus on apparent loudness instead of peak level. A siren can sound massive even if the meter isn't crazy high, as long as the harmonics are well shaped and the arrangement gives it room. In fact, a slightly quieter siren often sounds more professional in DNB. The contrast is what sells it. If the drums and bass are already powerful, the siren just needs to be distinct and exciting. It does not need to dominate everything. If you want to go a step further, try splitting the siren into 2 layers. Keep one layer clean and focused, and build a second layer that's more distorted and filtered higher up. Blend that second layer in quietly for extra presence. That gives you the impression of size without forcing the main tone to get louder. Another nice trick is a very short slap-style delay. Heavily filtered, so the siren seems to echo into the space without crowding the front of the mix. You can also use the siren as a phrase marker. Lead signal the turn from one 4-bar or 8-bar section into the next. In jungle and DNB, listeners subconsciously latch onto those repeat cues. And don't be afraid to use silence. Pull the siren out completely for a bar, then bring it back. That empty space can make the return feel much bigger than adding more processing ever could. One more pro move. Resample the siren once it's working. Print the processed result to audio, then slice it up for fills, reverses, and one-shot accents. This is a really efficient way to build variation without endlessly tweaking the live chain. It also gives the whole track a more committed, hands-on feel. In heavier DNB, that kind of resampled grit often sounds more authentic than a perfectly polished live patch. So to recap the workflow, clean the source first, saturate for harmonics second, automate for movement third, and protect your headroom the whole way through. High pass the low end. Shape the mids. Use saturator for density, not just loudness. Keep the siren in phrase-based arrangement moments, and always check it against the amen, the bass, and mono translation. Here's a quick challenge to finish up. Build a 4-bar siren phrase in Ableton Live 12. Make it start filtered, then open it with automation. Then hit a little harder on the last beat, and finally pull it back when the drop lands. Keep the channel level under control the whole time. Then compare the mix with and without the siren. If the track still works without it, but feels more dangerous and memorable with it, you've got it right. That's the goal, not just a loud siren. A siren that feels like part of the record. Clean, nasty, controlled, and ready to slam through a DNB arrangement without stealing the whole mix.